Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
I was brushing my teeth like, what the fuck is going to happen today, man?
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Damn.
It's Brain. What's up, y'all? How y'all doing?
What's happening?
What's going on? This is a very special episode of No Need for Apologies.
Very special
episode. Start by saying that shit.
Yeah. That's just a hint. Are you going to actually...
Yeah, let's just start it off.
Okay,
so
cool.
This
right,
can be
enough.
Fun. Let's get this shit out of the way.
All right, word.
So, I am leaving. I'm leaving. Where the camera at? Where my camera at?
Right there. Get him on the camera.
I'm stepping down as the host of the podcast because I'm leading. I'm watching my friends, and my friends are killing it. And Dave is on a second special. They got an album out, and I need to work on my shit too. So I'm deciding to stand down as host so I can focus on getting those things out there and getting them to you.
Can't be mad at you for that.
Can't be mad. If you got mad at me for that shit, we ain't friends, nigga.
Nah, I need to see you succeed, motherfucker. But let's not forget, Ro is doing well. But in his head, he wants to put that piece of something out, which I do, because I look up to you.
Why you look up to me?
Nigga. You was on late night before me.
Uh-huh.
You got past at the cellar before me.
Uh-huh.
You had
all right, stop. That's weird.
No,
it's not weird. I get out with that shit.
But you was
nigga,
my guy,
nigga. Don't make it weird.
I love you, nigga.
Love you
be
too,
my
nigga.
Fucking friend, nigga.
I am your fucking friend, nigga. You make
me uncomfortable. Be my friend, nigga. You leaving me, nigga.
Why not? I would love to come back as a guest when I have those things to promote, when I'm talking my shit. But damn.
Nigga, this is the best episode ever. This is the best all special. It's just two niggas trying to work their feelings out.
No, man.
Oh.
Straight niggas. Straight niggas.
Like, come on,
1 minute in. We got 59 more minutes of this shit. Let's go. All right. Now.
Look, I appreciate it, but I don't have anything that, like, I have little clips out. I have a little 10-minute sets out and stuff like that, but I'm like, all right, no, it's time that I really work on these specials and work on this hour and work on getting these shows done, and I'm like, I want to do that, but I just feel like, you know, I got to go on and do that shit, and then I can come back as a guest.
Yeah, man.
And be like, yo, what's up, y'all? What's up, y'all?
All right, now go ahead and tell that nigga how he was already dope before that shit even came out.
Yeah,
he was
dope. Nigga. The nigga was dope.
Right.
And I hate that he, I know you got to put something out, but you already got shit out. It's like, but I'm glad. Mm-hmm. I want to see you succeed, nigga, because that's what I want for all my friends. So I understand the transfer. I'm not even going to say you quitting. I just want to see you.
Yeah.
Transfer on to something bigger and better, but it do feel like the end of coming to America. At least we made French fries.
It ain't the end, nigga.
At least
it ain't the end.
Tell him it ain't the end. Cause you going places
nigga.
Too, nigga. Go ahead, Monroe. Tell him where he going.
Look at this motherfucker. Well, if you haven't already put it together, Dave Temple is going to be the new co-host of
it's
No Need
new
for Apologies. Show
Temple.
That motherfucker.
Dave Temple. Yes!
There we go. Dave Temple.
I can feel the power.
Feel that shit, nigga.
Feel the power. Yes!
Yes.
That's right, Dave.
Yes. Feel that shit, Dave.
Yes, feel all 1,500 followers.
Oh, my God, man.
Feel that 1,500 subscribers we got. Feel that. Mm-hmm. Let that rub all over your body. That
what's happening, people? Jesus
zero,
Christ.
Zero.
This is going to be
this
a great
gonna,
show, yo.
Yeah, this is going to be one legendary one. Woo, we not done. Woo.
Oh, my God.
We are
what
three
else?
And a
all
half
right,
minutes
look,
in.
I appreciate
54
that.
54 minutes of this.
Look, I appreciate because let's keep going.
Let's fuck, keep it going.
I appreciate those things.
Niggas and their feelings.
Niggas and their feelings. Niggas and their feelings. Niggas and their feelings. We gonna run this shit like niggas in Paris. Do it 9 times.
Oh, I get it. I understand. But I'm on the inside looking out. I know where I put the majority of my free time at, and I know if I just shifted, if I shifted a couple of things around, then I could focus on that.
Well, you know how
so
to
that's
edit.
What it is.
So you know how you learn
yeah,
how to
I picked
edit.
Yeah, I picked up skills in doing this motherfucker, because we for people who weren't listeners or subscribers before we got to that Gas Digital, I used to record it and then put it together and edit it and all that stuff, and that's something that I didn't know how to do until I like really started working on this show. You
so
know what I mean?
If and you guys shit together. Are listening who have not already subscribed to Gas Digital, those mm-hmm. episodes are behind that paywall. Listen to the raw shit.
Yeah.
We used to walk around the streets.
Walk around fucking Comic-Con.
We used to walk around the streets and be in fucking Union Square randomly.
Yes.
The
yeah.
intro on my album, the yeah. intro on the second one, the intro to the special is yes. a clip from a No Need from Apologies that we filmed in a car.
Yes, on the
in
way to
Connecticut.
A gig. That's yeah. right. So we put, yo.
We did the work.
So we did the work. We put the time in. And now I just want to do that on these other projects, on the specials and the fucking
my nigga.
Albums. Right. So that's what it is.
Absolutely.
You know me. I'm ADD, nigga. I can only do a couple of things at a time.
And I'm thank you for clearing
that
up.
And being a husband is enough, nigga. That shit is a lot.
Thanks for clearing that up, because, nigga, I woke up this morning and was like, what the fuck is going to happen?
You didn't smoke
today.
Derek usually waking up.
And
mate.
I didn't. I was like, nigga. It's going to be a strain. I was like, is he leaving because of us? Like, it's going to be like soul food. We going to fight in the studio?
That's how I felt, right?
I was like, here go Dylan.
That's just because I have poor communication skills, and I should have said that before, but I had to take the weekend to think about it and be like,
my girl was kissing me on my head. It's going to be better.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
I was like,
but see?
I was like, what the fuck? Babe, you should see me. First time ever with a girl, and I felt it. I could finally tell a girl about my shit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was like, babe, we leaving the fucking, like, we had one bad episode, and now the nigga gone. It's going to be fun.
it wasn't that. That was just me. That was the thing that made the action go up.
Dylan, you should have saw me. Like, I was hugging her. Like, she was standing up, sitting down.
But that's what I was going to say.
This nigga got boys in the hood.
Start punching the walls and shit.
This nigga got Cuba Gooding Jr. boys in the hood.
My nigga leave.
Oh, my God.
I could tell you were sad when we talked on the phone. I texted Dylan.
Dylan called me like, you died. You cool?
Oh, my God.
I just want to know if you okay.
I did. I said all these. I called Derek.
Yeah, no, man.
I go, hey, yo, Derek. Just want to make sure.
True shit. My heart was broke all day. After you called, my heart was broke all fucking day.
Derek just goes,
yeah, man.
Oh, well, I didn't mean it like that.
I was like,
well, nigga, you don't think I'm sad?
Nigga. I'm like,
oh,
you don't think I'm sad, nigga?
Oh, we 7 minutes in and now it's getting aggressive.
Niggas in they feelings.
Hold on. At Dylan, you got to isolate this for the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, you don't think you the only one who's sad?
You don't think I'm sad, nigga?
Make sure you get a tape, a clip of smacking the cup off the table, right? Nigga, we're going to sell the shit out of this episode.
Yo, shit, like Denzel, the Denzel hand. The fucking Denzel hand.
Holy shit.
So fucking funny.
Yeah, Roe opens and he makes you feel like, oh shit, it's over. And then he'll be like, I thought about it. I didn't mean to say it like that. So
I'm abrasive. I'm an abrasive. If you watch my comedy, I'm the same way off stage. I say the thing up front and now I'm like, all right, here's this, here's that.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
Because I'm retarded.
That's why the nigga named Moose, nigga. Shit.
Wait,
it's a big,
I told you.
Awkward nigga, man.
Yeah. I told you about Moose.
Yeah, nigga. I remember Moose.
Oh, shit.
So that's the thing. You can't expect this nigga not to be a moose with his emotions, nigga.
Yeah, I'm a fucking big ass moose, nigga.
A moose.
You ever hear what happens if you hit a moose with your car? You die, nigga. The moose just goes, the fuck is wrong with you?
Emotional
you
moose.
You saw me walking down the street, shit.
I'm sorry. I'm just an emotional moose. Yes.
Oh, man. That's funny now. Because
Monroe, the emotional moose, coming to Cartoon Network.
Yeah, looking at you as the moose, I do see this nigga more as the squirrel now. Y'all niggas is Rocky and Bullwinkle this whole time. Nigga, shit. They've been a black Rocky and Bullwinkle. Pull them motherfuckers up, Dylan. Look at Derek got the fucking hat on, nigga. Derek got the little
fucking rocket pack.
I got the rocket pack.
Hey, Bullwinkle.
It's the same shit.
Hey,
look
there,
at me.
Bullwinkle.
Yeah.
Hey.
Oh, shit, oh, man. No.
Rocky the Flying Squirrel. You got a lot of energy.
Rocky the Flying Squirrel, yeah. Bro.
Didn't he start off, he had his own show, right?
What, Rocky the Flying Squirrel?
Did it start off with them two together?
I always thought it was Rocky and Bullwinkle. Okay. It was Rocky the Flying Squirrel and Bullwinkle.
Nobody's going to explain how them two hooked up?
I don't understand.
Yeah, they were two outcasts. Nobody, no, none of the moose niggas fucked with Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Spider-Man got a prequel to go somehow to a pig in another dimension, and we can't get no prequel on Rocky and Bullwinkle. No.
That'd be crazy.
Yeah,
prequel,
how did they meet?
How did Rocky and Bullwinkle meet? We need to write a spec script or something. Yeah. That shit is funny.
Rocky and Bullwinkle, the prequel. Like, back to nature, because they had to meet in the woods.
Had to.
And but why? Then how they get gloves and fucking, how does nigga go to flight school?
Because
he's the only squirrel.
In 1959, two foreign spies named Boris Armour and Boris Natasha began their long feud with Rocky and Flying Squirrel and Bullwinkle the Moose. You could call it a Cold War because it took place in the frigid northern Minnesota. Kids today still know it as the Rocky and Bullwinkle Show.
So they didn't really explain how people meet.
Yeah, man.
But because everybody else in Rocky and Bullwinkle are human, and in Rocky and Bullwinkle are two animals with driver's license, obviously.
Yeah.
Because these niggas be driving cars sometimes. They don't just walk everywhere.
Yeah, there was like two like insurance salesmen. Like these motherfuckers was friends.
Yeah.
Sort of kind of like they both, you know. That is weird.
It's so weird because this motherfucker got the goggles on and the backpack and then he flies.
And then you was just, hey.
Hey, good
example.
Squirrel? Yeah, that's really y'all, dude. Boris, that is really y'all.
And Boris and Natasha is just racism and shit.
Racism and fucking...
In the game.
And yep, the comedy game.
That's a good comparison. Fuck you, Dave.
Oh,
that's
Dave, really God good. Damn it. This is why this is the greatest pass-off ever.
Oh, man.
Dave is a son of a bitch.
You son of a bitch, yo.
Oh, man. But...
For old enough to fuck your mama, old enough to fuck your daddy.
That new 2 Chainz,
in the group chat.
The 2 Chainz song.
That song is dope.
Yeah.
You don't know it?
Nah.
What have you been doing with your time, Dave? Because Dave is somebody who, like, I, like, started, like, I'm like, all right, I'm, like, sitting home fucking playing video games, eating and shit, and then you just keep seeing your friend, like, working out and shit, and I'm like, all right, that should be dope. I'm going to go outside.
Dave got the Kevin Hart algorithm.
I'm like, all right, I'm going to go outside. Like, Dave don't watch TV no more. This nigga don't chew his food. This motherfucker is just
Dave
focused.
He just focused. This nigga wake up.
So how are you now? Like, you're 7 months into you being focused. And I read the book that you suggested, The Joint by Napoleon Hill. I'm reading that now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm talking about Think and Grow Rich.
Mm-hmm.
And I see that you are already acting out those things, those faith, desire, all that stuff. But where are you now? Like, how are you feeling? You seven?
What chapter?
What chapter are you in mentally?
Oh, shit. I don't know, bro. I'm not keeping track.
You're just that tapped in where it's like benchmarks aren't even a thing anymore. You're like, fuck a benchmark. I need to be there.
Dude, yeah, like New Year's Eve, I'm in the gym. Like it's not like on some crazy shit, like I'm not celebrating, but it's just, it was still a Friday morning.
Yeah.
Friday morning, I'm still up, you know, boom, and I'm going through my routine. And that's the thing, it just kind of gives you the edge. That's it. It's just kind of, we programmed a lot of that stuff into the subconscious. That's kind of where I am with it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm trying to put a lot of that stuff into the subconscious where it's like breathing.
Yeah.
I'm finding out when you talk about rich, whether you talk about money or just rich in general, it comes to people who they do the things that make you rich every day easy.
Yeah.
Poor people, which we all know and most of us come from, our habits, the shit that we do in our subconscious, it just keeps us poor.
Hmm.
I've been trying to work on just reprogramming myself so that, you know, I don't react to the same triggers the same way.
I like that.
Absolutely.
That makes sense.
It's interesting, though.
It's very interesting because I've been practicing portions of that just because the whole, like I said, ADD. Like, I don't know. Like, I had ADD as a child. I'm pretty sure I have it as an adult. That shit don't go away. But I always did better on a schedule. On not even a schedule, but just like a to-do list, checking the boxes and checking shit off. You know what I mean? And, like, I feel like that's what that book is about. It's like you said, like, swapping out your bad behaviors for the ones that you know are going to give you a better life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Instead of like, I fucking eat every day, but now not that, like, I eat, like, I'll eat cookies every fucking day if I had them in my house. But I was like, well, let me stop putting that shit in my house. I'll eat a banana. I'll make a smoothie. I'm eating the same amount of shit, but now it's just like, but here's a better, healthier habit.
Yeah. It's a weird thing because, like, yeah, cookies is a perfect example, man, of like, as a kid, you would have eaten as many cookies as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Someone had to take them from you.
Yeah, cookies the shit.
And you'd be like, yo, what the fuck, man? And be like, nah, like three. Relax.
Yeah.
You couldn't wait to be grown so that you could eat as many cookies as you wanted.
Yeah, man. I couldn't drink soda for real until I was like 18.
Right. And that was doing Scott's you a fucking favor.
My pop, I was like, Dad, can I have Pepsi with dinner? Right. Fuck no, drink water. I'm like, God damn, man.
And they was doing you like doing you a favor.
Yeah.
Like, it seemed, you know how crazy that is when a motherfucker tell you, nah, man, you gotta drink water. And you mean.
You don't like
you gotta
man.
Deal with like, this shit all the time. Drink like, water. Motherfucker, I am saving you. You mean this motherfucker. Like, oh,
well, won't you let me kill myself slowly?
Niggas, right.
Is crackhead.
But that's the poor programming.
Yeah.
Poor programming is like when you poor and you don't have shit to do. Like, if you got kids, your kids supposed to be engaged in activities.
Yeah.
When you poor, you can't put your kids in no activities.
Yeah.
So they watching TV all day.
Yeah.
And now they subjected to, they being programmed to, eat sugar, eat fast food, eat boom, boom. It's the programming.
Yeah.
It's poor programming that you can't get out of that shit.
Yeah.
And the sad part is, it's like, even the TV, all that shit was kind of a bad idea.
Yeah.
Because motherfuckers just forgot how to kill time.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Motherfuckers forgot how to, like, it's 24 hours in a day.
Yeah.
You know, and motherfuckers really forget how to use them.
Yeah. Because you only work 8 of them.
Hmm?
You work 8 of them, like the normal person who has a job.
And if you really look at what a motherfucker doing 8 hours, it ain't 8 hours worth of shit.
Oh, yeah. It's about 4 hours of work. 3 hours of work.
3 hours of work. I remember when
probably
I was
about an 8-hour
job.
Two and a half hours
of work.
So that's what I'm telling you, like, and that's up to you. Like, I get it. Some people have to do that. Some people have to do that because that's just where they are.
Yeah.
But if you can do more, and you're not,
then it's on you.
Yeah, I get you.
You got to
remember,
go to bed with that every
remember when, like, I know people don't like him, Herman Cain.
I remember
he said that, and then people, rest in peace, Herman Cain, but he had that statement out. It was just like, you can take a rich person and put them, you can put take a rich person and put them in the projects, or a poor house and take a poor person and put them in a rich place, in a mansion, and they will work themselves back to where they came from.
Wow.
Because that's exactly what you said. Like, the rich person has rich habits at this time, by this time. He's developed the work ethic, or just the movement and the language on how to keep moving forward to money. Where the person in the poorhouse, their habit was spending it. As soon as I get it, I spend it. As soon as I get it, I got to be fly, got to stunt, and all this shit. You know what I mean? So it's like, but people didn't like that nigga. And I was like, that made sense. But people usually, when they don't like somebody, they're like, they just turn them off. So now they're like, well, I don't like this nigga, so whatever comes out of his mouth isn't going to be something I agree with, which is why, like, I always get an argument. You know, I'm like, fucking, I'm contrarian, I guess, because I'm always like, the people you don't like may still have some information that can benefit you, or have a way of thinking where you go, I never looked at it like that. But we always want to talk with people we agree with. You don't learn shit from talking to niggas you agree with. Like, I like reading Think and Grow Rich because this nigga grew up during a racist time. And I know those messages in that book were only for white people. It's only for white people. Like, I know he didn't expect that nigga to read this book.
Yeah,
but we got it.
Yeah.
And we're like, I get it. That's that programming.
You gotta learn.
That's why I like that.
At least,
like,
learn from white people.
As much as people shit on Kanye, I get what Kanye was trying to do. He was trying to be our Sammy James Jr. Because I was watching, The Black Godfather.
Yeah.
About, what's his name? God damn it.
The Black Godfather guy.
Yeah, the Black Godfather guy. Yeah. Terrence Avant or whatever. But, so Terrence did a live concert, and it was like a lot of people out there. It was like a kind of bring the world and the peace together or whatever. And he invited Sammy Davis Jr. And Sammy Davis Jr. was about to sing. And before he went out there to sing, they booed the shit out of him. Millions of people booed the fuck out of him. Mm-hmm. And they booed him because just probably like a month ago, he was caught hugging Ronald Reagan. And he was like, you know what I mean?
I remember
and he
that.
Was like, well, just because we don't agree on the same shit doesn't take away the fact that I'm still a black man, that I'm still going through the same shit y'all are going through, just I choose to react to it differently.
That's how and black women be when they find out you dating a white woman.
Yep.
You automatically.
But like, look, I'm still Daniel a black Cameron. Nigga. I
yeah,
just
I'm still
like,
a nigga. No, you're not. Yo. You're not a nigga to us. You be like, what the fuck? Just because I'm compatible with white bitch makes me less black? You kiss my ass, man.
What I say, I'm like, remember when popcorn, when they had Quiz Pop and they had different color popcorns? And we couldn't wait to fucking taste red and purple and blue popcorn.
Yeah,
what this shit is. Mm. You, of course you want to have some Asian and some white and some fucking Spanish.
Yeah.
How dare you dictate what goes on my dick?
Yeah, what
it's my shish kebab.
You know what? See, that's a weird thing that we do. I was thinking about this too, that we allow women to shame us out of
the coochie
anything.
We like.
Anything.
Yeah, anything.
All right, like here. Okay. All right, this shit. I gotta tell a story now. All right, this is funny. All right, so all right, I'm seeing a lady. Right, we having fun. Right,
yeah.
And one day she's like dancing for me. Right, and I told her some real ass shit. I was like, "Yo, you'd have been a good ass hoe."
Okay.
Like you'd have been That's a dope so ass hoe. Like you ever go like somewhere for like the weekend, like Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, or Miami,
a little
and
weekend,
it's like, just a hoe that you just meet.
For the weekend,
but she game for everything. She got good person, like boom,
adventures, all
and
that shit.
All that
you're like,
shit.
Oh, you the perfect
right,
suck
and,
your
and
dick
it's
on
funny
a fucking monorail.
Yeah,
because
like, damn it.
But exactly, you get it, and she get it too. It's like, hey, we had a great fucking time.
Yeah,
more people should have been doing that.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. She's like, yeah, I never did. Yeah, of course you didn't do it because it was shamed out of you.
Shamed out of you.
But the reality was like. Yo, you need them hoes for the...
What's
for
that?
The...
Amy Winehouse got a song about that. Like, we like the girl that's nasty in the club. Like, the girl to come in, side titties
All-Star
out.
All-Star weekend ain't a thing if hoes ain't doing their thing.
Yeah, yeah just a
thing.
Bunch of niggas playing basketball.
And the only people that start shaming it is the women that don't put out. It's like the women that's on vacation. Look at these little hoes. And,
look at them little trollops. Right? Yeah, it makes the vacation.
But somehow they start shaming you.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what you like?
Because you're challenging the people that, because, let me put this thought together. I think it comes from, like, if they, the dudes they attract are also the dudes that are attracted to that, or at least they feel. So they're like, they're threatened by that because they're like, be a lady. And it's like, why? Because you think this nigga, because you know this nigga like me? But he like you too.
Okay.
And girls who aren't hoes don't know how to embrace the other qualities that they have. Man. It's like, you don't got to be a hoe. Ho is just another personality. It's just another quality.
Yeah, because prude bitches don't go, fuck me in the bathroom real quick. Wait a minute.
But a
prude just gonna
bitch may bring something else to a prude bitch may bring something else to the table, but they're not aware of that because they're focusing on these hoes who are good at it and who they walking down the street and their dudes are like, oh man, it's like, well, fucking amp up what you are good at or figure out what you're
something
good
because
at
right.
and attract the dude who wants that.
Because here's the other thing about being a hoe, and I'm coming off a little bit biased. This isn't all proven, but. I feel like being a hoe kind of hard. It's hard work, too.
Okay.
Like
it's dangerous.
Because, niggas get dirty or, you know, they get all kinds of weird shit. And they got to deal with that. That's theirs to deal
but
with
also,
forever.
Also, niggas
you know what
are dangerous,
mean?
Too. So you don't know how a nigga may react to your hoe behavior. Because niggas fall in love with the hoes. And now they want to get dangerous.
See,
and it's like, no, I've been a hoe. Nigga, you fell in love with me. How you going to want me to change this fucking behavior?
And the recidivism.
You knew what it was? Right. The recidivism.
See, why? But that's what I'm saying. He must not have enough experience with hoes that he's even falling in love.
But she got to deal with that. She got to deal with the person who is dealing with a hoe for the first time.
That's fucked up.
That's dangerous, yeah.
You should not have to deal with a hoe by yourself the first time. It should be okay for other gentlemen to take you somewhere to like, hey, check out the hoes. Get with it. You know what I mean? Like,
But that's why you have to build a stable so you know what type of hoe you can.
They out here. Some of them, they love the some people love it for sport. I think the same way dudes like to fuck for sport, there are people who like to hoe.
There's chicks out here
for sport.
That like
because it comes with
here's
meals and clothes.
Here's
and
the
shit.
Deal. Here's the deal. There's, you know how many chicks know the swagger that they gave to a dude.
Damn.
To watch a dude go from straight nerdy to come here. And now send a nigga back out in the world and be like, yeah, I did that.
Yeah.
Like, he don't even have to come back. Yeah. Just watch how far he fly. All the other shit he'll pollinate and go along. And she know. Yeah, I did that to him when he was like 14.
That. Damn.
You can't tell me that there's not no logic of a motherfucker that's proud to be a hoe.
Yeah, no, I'm saying that exists.
Yeah,
but there's dudes who don't understand that sometimes the hoe may be your Miyagi.
Okay, like she's teaching how to wax on, wax off. Wax
I got, I got hoe Miyagi. I got hoe Miyagi. I swear my life. Yeah. I think I told the story a little bit, but first time I ever had sex, I was like really nervous, and like you always think you're gonna go in, like it's
and
gonna be like
I
had porn as
you.
A kid, you know, on my fucking iPhone. So I thought I was gonna go in, and I was soft, couldn't do it. She blows me, and then I come. She goes, and I'm in her dorm room. I go, all right, I'm gonna leave. She goes, all right. She texts me again. She's all right, I'll see you tomorrow. I go, what? Like, you still want to hang out? She's like, yeah, come back over.
Yeah.
And then she gave you a confidence.
Ho Miyagi. I came back in with like a newfound confidence.
Exactly.
And she just was like, let me take care of everything.
Let you get comfortable because she cares about you.
You got Miyagi.
So every time I'm with a chick now, in the back of my head, I'm like, you don't know how to do this.
That's a real feminist. You know why it's a real feminist? Because instead of protesting how shitty men are, they're spending time on making men better. Hoism is true feminism.
Hoism is true feminism.
Make
we
these
crack
things better.
We crack that shit.
That's right. Dude, if you
a man can be molded by the pussy.
Yes.
See?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If that's when the man is open, he's ripe for the teaching.
Yeah.
You know what? You know, a lot of people ask me. Let me share something.
Throw up there. New Sammy Davis Jr. right now. That's who he is. That's who he's trying to be, I feel like.
But nah, after you nut, I found that's when you get, you're open for some programming.
Yeah.
Right?
But it has to be like, it's a couple, because the first nut you always think is luck. You're like, oh, she fucked me on luck. But
I'm
when
not
she
talking
keeps
about
bringing
just
you back.
Sex. I'm talking about in life.
But that's what I'm
you
talking about.
You want to learn something, you better get a nut off first.
You got to clear that shit up, see? You got to get focused. You got to get that unfocused
out. You
got
to empty the tank
over there. Open that third eye.
Yeah, open the third eye.
We think the third eye is on her forehead. It's actually a dick. We should be walking around with our pants and zippers. Just like, I'm letting my third eye breathe.
Oh, I got my third eye breathe.
That's why women always been like, you always listening to your dick. Yeah, because sometimes a nigga right.
Sometimes that nigga is correct.
Sometimes my dick has gotten me into situations that benefited me.
I done fucked myself into $1 million a few times.
Oh, shit.
The third eye is really.
The third eye is that ding-a-ling.
There's an eye in it anyway. Yeah,
it's a hole there.
It's a hole.
Oh my God!
Understand. It's like a scope. It's like a scope. You get to figure shit out that way. It's like your submarine thing.
Yeah. And when you bust that nut, it's like your mind going eureka.
Yeah.
It's like
that's bright idea.
Yeah. That's all it is.
It's like the break to a song. Here come the drums. then you
boom boom ba boom boom.
Take the bass out. Did you take the bass out? Oh shit!
I
get it.
Yeah.
The dick is your third eye. That's funny as shit. So hoism is real feminism.
Hoism is real feminism.
So shout out to all the ladies out there that is fucking molding men with your pussy.
Yeah, but
molding.
The true hoes, not...
True hoes.
Not pseudo hoes who just fuck. Hoes who, like, do the whole experience. Because fucking for a bag isn't hoism. It's just the job at that point.
Yeah, man.
But, like, when you get, like, a hoe that's, like, not even feed you. She's just, like, conversation and y'all chilling. You're like, God damn.
I did not realize how many hoes there were on Clubhouse. Listen, I'm so sorry. Derek looked at me with a look of like, I was supposed to know.
Now it's going down.
It's moan contest.
I log into one
but
room.
Now that I thought it was
just
a black
booty
thing, and now he's in there.
Yeah, I thought it That's how everything starts.
I thought it was for black people, and then fucking Dylan.
It's not for black people.
Dylan, like, I was in Clubhouse, and it's just booty.
Nigga, Clubhouse is going to be for everybody.
Pockets invited me.
It started, and Pockets got him in there, because I got Pockets in there. So it's like, oh, all right.
Oh, Derek, you got me in there.
I'm not downloading that shit.
But
I refuse to do it.
That's what hoeing does, right? I got Pockets in. Pockets got Dylan in.
Yeah.
See that?
Now we're talking about hoe recruitment.
We
were talking about true hoes. Like
true hoes.
Not the ones just out here fucking. I'm talking about you.
Yeah,
you dazzle a man.
Yeah.
What about
when he goes back, you can't wait to go back to that place.
I got invited to Yotel one time. Mm. True hoe. She was like, you want to take
a shower? Little ass Asian hotel?
No. Yeah, Yotel. Yotel.
Yeah.
Went mess with a girl. She was out here for some convention.
Uh-huh.
She said, let's take a shower first. And I was like, okay. But then when I was done, she took a shower after me and then crawled to the bed. Like, made eye contact. Yeah. Like, that's a true hoe. Like, I'm
true
like, oh,
hoe.
She don't want me to forget her.
Yeah.
I was like,
and the thing is, it's not even about her. It's not even about how she feels about you. It's just like,
nah, like, look what
she's
doing. Yeah,
she's like, I'm about to get my fantasy off. I'm about to be as nasty as possible.
She met a nigga at a comedy show and was like, you know what? I want to make him remember this shit.
Absolutely.
Yotel crawl up to, get the fuck. True hoe. And I was
and that's funny because she's powerful, so she's leveling you up.
Yeah, so I was like,
now you kind of like, you know, I'd like to do this more. I didn't notice there's something else.
It's the martyr thing when you come.
Right, but now your standards kind of go up. Women start approaching you in the comedy club, and you're like, well, bitch, what can you do for me?
Yeah. Do you have a Yotel booked already?
Remember you. Do you have coupons?
Right.
Fuck yeah. True hoes.
True hoes.
They are the funnest, man. Because Patrice used to talk about, I don't like all these good divisions. I like hoes. You understand what he's saying.
Yeah.
Because some people don't understand what he's saying because their interpretation of being a hoe may be negative.
Yeah, it usually is.
Maybe it took me years
to talk like this.
Well, maybe we should find the difference between hoe and a whore, because I think people get hoes and whores confused.
Okay.
Right?
Well, whores and hoes.
Like, whores are close to, like, I feel like they do it for, it's like a means to an end for them.
So whores are just the chicks on the street.
Hoes do it for an experience. Like, this girl, hoism, it wasn't about money.
Nah.
It wasn't about any of that shit. But
funny.
A whore fucks for money.
I wouldn't separate it. I wouldn't even separate it that far.
Go ahead.
How would you separate it?
Hey, they all boosting people's confidence. I don't care.
Whores don't boost. When you fuck a whore, you feel worse about yourself because you know there are good quality hoes out there.
You know how many people at his job didn't get shot up this week because of her?
But he's releasing something. But you stop feeling special with a whore the moment you're finished.
It's not about your level of special. That might not be special to you.
Mm-hmm.
To him. Ooh, like, yo.
Yeah.
You know, I remember my first time coming to that realization, all right?
Okay.
I used to drive for Uber, right?
Yeah.
And one time I was picking up, and I went to pick up this dude. It said, Daryl. When I got there, this girl got in the car. She drunk, coming out of the bar, some other people that she was hanging out with, and she just in the car. She's like, yo, can I smoke a Black and Mild in here? I'm like, nah, this girl's trash, right?
A Black and Mild? Like,
trash.
So now, this is a long Uber ride from downtown, like way out, like 50 minutes, you know, up 95. And, like, you know, this dude's paying a lot of money to get this girl. She on the phone, like, yeah, girl, yeah, I'm about to go to this nigga. How's that? He is so corny. Oh, my God. He sent an Uber for me, you know, whatever. Like, so it's weird because she's already on my negative side with the can I smoke Black and Mild shit.
Yeah.
So I'm like, damn, this bitch is, like, really garbage, right?
Yeah.
And then I kind of start feeling bad for the dude because I'm looking at the price tag of the Uber. And like, yo, this bitch probably not even gonna fuck him. Like, oh, this is, I felt bad for him. You know, and I was like, damn, you know, as a dude, we don't get involved in this kind of shit.
Yeah.
Like, you know, because I think she also spilled something in the car. So that's why I had to let her know, like, yo, all right, I got to charge you. But this chick is trash. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
you text that to him?
I didn't.
Oh, that shit would have been so fucking funny.
Because it felt like a bitch ass move, right?
Okay.
As a dude, I don't have that backhanded thing in me because it's such a passive aggressive way of dealing with my issue with the girl. But I was talking to other people throughout the night, like, would they have said something? And this one hood dude. I mean, this ghetto dude that I did not expect to have that logic was like
Uber money.
Yeah.
He said, nah, son.
Uber money, that nigga different.
Yeah.
A hood nigga with Uber money is like.
Yo, you'd be surprised how many hood people use Uber. Motherfucker, that's how bitches get to the laundromat, like with all their laundry. Yeah. Like, bruh. Uber is trash, man.
No, like, I'm going back to Lyft.
But like, but he will, but the dude told me, he said, nah, you don't get to determine that, right? And I'm like, what you mean? Like, she's taking advantage of him. He was like, yeah, but that's a problem for you. For him, that might be the best he could get. So who are you to ruin that for him?
This thing got hood knowledge.
Right. Where I'm like, damn, like even if he's paying bread to get access to a chick, I don't know the dude.
Yeah.
But dude probably have no confidence, no self-esteem. Mm-hmm. He's not a looker. He know what he got to do to get a chick that look like that. Yeah. And who am I to ruin that for him by being like, hey, man.
Yeah.
You know she doesn't love you, right? Like,
that's a good point.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, when you look at it like that, you go from just being an angry dude to like, yo, you just being a fucking nerd right now. Like,
I got you, man. Some people like tomatoes for dessert.
What?
Some people like tomatoes for dessert.
Yeah.
Like how, though?
Sliced tomatoes.
Somebody like, instead you'd be like, nigga, get an apple. What if he can't get an apple? This nigga can only afford tomatoes. So I take it as some sweet shit there. I'll spray a little sugar. Oh, fuck.
Damn.
So understand, motherfuckers could live like that.
Does that make sense? I felt like that was fake.
I'm sitting here like, how did he land that?
Yeah, that made sense. I was
how did he land?
Like, what? And then I was like, that makes all the sense in the world.
Because it's like, damn, eat an apple. I can't
eat an apple, nigga. All I got is these apricots.
Yeah.
Do your thing. That kind of helped me.
Do your thing, man.
That's what helped me start doing my thing also. When I stopped drinking, because once I stopped drinking, I literally had to do my thing.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like,
what you mean?
Like, everybody's drinking.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not drinking, what you going to do? Well, I don't know. Do your thing. So now you got to find what is your thing. What do you do?
So what's your thing?
I like to think. I realize I don't need to be where the people was at drinking anymore.
Yeah.
This isn't me. This isn't where I want to be at.
Smoking weed like the guy. I got everybody smoking. I feel good about that. Like, I'm still the nigga that calls everybody to smoke. Granted, you on just edibles now, maybe sometime with your wife. But Dave didn't smoke shit. Now he got rollers at the house.
Six shooter. Frank is a six shooter, man.
Dude.
No, but this is just out of efficiency. I go through a joint a day. So the six shooter is just
one a day?
Yeah.
Okay.
But the six shooter, it just allows me to pre-roll six of them.
Yeah.
Just tap all of the weed and all the different cones and they come out rolled up. And
crazy.
I'm good for the week.
Crazy.
So
you stretch that one joint out for the whole day?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So like smoke by smoke. Just like
puff by. He a puff guy.
My
goal isn't to my goal isn't to get obliterated.
Yeah, it's just to
my
be like,
goal
all right, I'm
is
in
to slow down enough that I can tolerate inconvenience.
Okay, all right.
That's where I had to be at. I was too, like, you know, I was too. Yeah. Let's go. You know what I mean? And it was like that's where all of my frustration was coming in.
Yeah.
Because I was so go, but I couldn't move. It was too crowded.
Yeah.
So now I can slow down, and things that are in my way, I don't take them as personal as I used to.
Know how to dip it
now out. I can look at something and be like, oh, that's not in my way.
Yeah.
That is legit. They're having trouble, and they're stuck right now. Let me adjust and move around.
It's
you know what I mean?
Bullshit. You maneuver.
Right. Or somebody that almost knocked me off. What the fuck? Oh, they're actually en route to an emergency. I'm actually in their way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It just slows it down and helps me realize it ain't all about me.
That's right, boy.
You're killing the ego and you're practicing. I learned this over the week. One, because I heard it in a pod, like I was listening to a podcast about it. And then the person that opened for me this weekend, he was talking about it. You're practicing stoicism. So you're being stoic by you taking the time to like really process the moment and your existence. You're learning to not allow things to affect you because you understand they didn't start with you.
Right.
So yeah, stoicism. That's dope. Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Being stoic.
So when you learn, like, it's weird how the universe works. When you finally accept something, more information starts to pour in. Because I didn't know about being a stoic until like I listened to the podcast and now I meet somebody who does it. Now you're doing it. I'm like, oh, okay.
I heard an NBA announcer describe Kawhi Leonard. Like something happened.
Yeah,
and he
Kawhi
goes,
is very
and he
stoic.
Goes, he's very. And I was like, I've never heard. I googled it, and you get. It is one of those words you get into, and you just fall into a trap. You're like, oh, I need to look into this and use this in my own life.
Yeah.
Stoicism is an amazing thing.
You don't
to
worry
recommend
about
to look
the
into.
Past because you can't fix the past. You can change tomorrow, but you can only change tomorrow if you're present and it in the present.
Be like water.
Like
Bruce Lee said, be like water.
Yeah, water is always affected, but then it goes back to, it keeps moving forward. Loose water.
Dish water.
Yeah, loose water doesn't. This water doesn't do it. It got to be loose water.
It's got to be flowing. It's got to be flowing.
Well, Bruce Lee said is water takes form of the cup. So be like water. Like whatever happens, water just kind of goes around it.
It just
you can't get to water.
Being
it just moves.
That was getting me through. Like weed was helping me get there, especially like when I was still in like that family life.
Yeah,
because you just gotta be like water, dude. You just gotta be like, oh wow, everybody's doing it. Dude.
Yeah,
you know, like
family life is different because you got you have your life and they have their life, but they're still a part of your everyday life.
And your separate life is no longer existent.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, I was just thinking about this. You ever hear the phrase, like, fun for the whole family or family fun?
Yeah, it doesn't exist.
It's not, well, at least not for dad.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, yeah.
Nothing in family fun does dad want to do.
Nothing.
No, I don't give a fuck if it's skating, bowling. Yeah, even if it is skating or bowling, he don't want to do that with y'all.
Yeah,
he want to do that.
I smoke weed, fuck bitches. Yeah. That's what dad want.
Like,
where the hoes at?
Like,
where them hoes? I them kids get on my goddamn nerves, man. You gotta show me the pussy. Give me a drink. Give me some E and J and some pussy, man. That's what dad can do.
It's like. Dads,
why do you think dads don't go to church when the rest of the family go to church?
Yeah, right.
That's time to watch porn.
Like, it's not even time to watch porn. It's like, yo, that's not what we was doing before this whole thing started.
Yeah.
Bitch, I don't even like football.
Yo,
shit.
Hey,
you
I
just
feel bad.
Start talking to this nigga God.
I feel bad for anybody hearing this right now. No need for apologies. I don't trust young couples in the church, bro.
Oh, yeah. They have no need
there. I don't trust
there.
A young Christian couple, bro.
Yo, it's like, what you here for?
But, nah, son, you going to give up your prime smut years? Nah, son.
What? No, here's what I... here's what you learn about
church.
Hold on.
All of these...
There's freaks in church. There's freaks in church. And she may be a good church hoe. She may be helping this nigga confidence. So when he go back to school... He's excited about Jesus. He got a little bit more confident, a little bit more pep in his step.
Okay.
So she may be a good church hoe.
I hope so. Shout out to the church hoes then.
Wait, so basically what you're saying.
Because she may be there. Cause
okay, go ahead.
Church is to, like the purpose of church is to give you, like, the kind of faith that you had from, like, reading books and all that shit. Like, all those things are supposed to be
church
those lessons.
Church is supposed to enrich your relationship with God. That's what it is.
But when you enrich your relationship in God, you learn to let a lot of less things affect you. So you go in there to be a better person, but you're still nervous because of the fucking congregation and you may be insecure.
Nervous.
But then when you start getting that church, just some church attention, some church hoe attention, it may not be pussy, but it may be pussy-like. It may be like y'all make out for a long time. Y'all grabbing bottom butt cheeks. Y'all doing a lot of shit.
Christian sex, everything but the fucking.
It's boosting your confidence.
It is.
You like... But, all right, so sometimes look at the guy.
I
and
dated
look
every
at the
girl in church when I was coming up. I messed with every chick. Granted, I wasn't fucking, but I was making out with all of them.
And it got his confidence up.
But that's what I'm talking about the ones that like stay together.
They used to fight
like,
over me in church.
We're going
to
make a future. Like when you watch a young couple come together and date and get married in the church.
Yeah.
Like that's weird, man.
Oh, yeah, no, they got to go out. They got to leave.
Nah,
no, there's some of them that they stay there.
I know them couple that go to church, they there. They got
kids
now.
But then they end
now.
Up being swingers and shit.
No,
I don't know. I don't know where they go.
Listen,
I don't know where they go after that.
This
yo,
exactly
church shows, church couples right in, nigga. All right,
check us out. Them smut years turn into scandal or the shit that they be praying about, holding hands, going up to the altar for. It's like all the smut shit that they'll do. Well, Well, if we did it, now we got to go ask for forgiveness. So yeah. When you see them young couples up at the altar praying with each other, or trying to get over some shit, that's the shit. I'm like, oh,
yeah.
They was probably
yo,
doing something.
Ain't that crazy? That's yeah. All I ever did in church was sit and try getting everybody else's business.
Yeah, like, what did they do? Like,
yeah. I can care less ain't about nobody... getting close to God. I'm yeah. Like, what y'all doing? Why y'all
damn, sinning? Temple's no fun. You just don't understand
or
anything.
When you find out, like church figures, they uh-huh. Be shacking up, like they got yeah. Girlfriends and shit, yeah. They live with them, you be like, oh, that's how it goes.
Yeah.
Church a job. But when y'all go home.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. Church, because you said it earlier as far as like what church is for.
Yeah.
But some people use church to level up in status.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. If you get into church now, I'm cool with this one, that one. Like, because the reality is if you go into church and your life don't get better, you might be doing it wrong.
Yeah.
So like.
Absolutely.
But there's a lot of people that go to church and their life don't
and
get no better.
They're doing it wrong. No, I'm being honest. We'll just loop back to that because I got another thought on that. But you're absolutely right.
Good.
My bad. I forgot where I was going with that shit, man. I don't know.
God damn it.
No, you said you couldn't trust young church couples. Yeah. And that made me laugh.
Yeah.
Because when you look at them, you'd be like, really?
Oh, yeah. Because like, that's the thing. When they stay in the church.
Yeah.
If they stay in that church, they don't grow.
Yeah.
So to watch a couple date, marry, and then stay in the same church, it's like, well, y'all just together doing this shit wrong.
Yeah.
That's like not leaving the projects.
Yeah.
Like, yo, y'all minds are seriously caved in right now.
Yeah, I never get that because if you don't leave the church, what pastor teaches us anyway is to use God and go forth and do some shit that
but if
only faith can get.
But that's what, so that leads me back to what I was going to say. Like, it's like therapy. The point of therapy isn't to keep going. You're not supposed to keep going. They're trying to put you in a position where you can apply those things that they taught you over time and use them and keep growing and growing as a person and maybe come in to check in and get some new tools.
Okay.
But you're not supposed to keep going. And people go to church unfaithless, meaning they go to church and they go for the faith, but then they don't
use it
in the rest of their lives.
I went to New York for the simple fact that the
church
pastor told me God is bigger than all this shit. You can go use it and it'd be great.
But then you got people in the church going, nah, why would you do that? That's crazy. Because we're listening to this man tell me that God intended great things for
you. You also got to understand that the person, anyone who goes, why would you do that? That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't figured it out.
Yeah.
You haven't figured it out either, but you might.
Mm-hmm.
It's you got to go and see.
It's still open to you.
Yeah.
You know, you think of any great accomplishment. When someone said, yo, we trying to fly.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers like, why would you want to do that? That's crazy.
Yeah.
And them motherfucking Wright brothers sat out there in Ohio until they figured the shit out.
Yep.
And now we all fly.
Yep.
So, you know, like, when the motherfuckers say, why would you do that?
Yeah, you're supposed to go to church until you're confident enough to do the things that you were afraid to do and be the person you wanted to be.
It teaches you how to go with God.
But people go there and they go because they want that, but then they're not putting into action, so then they don't have the actual faith that they are going for.
That's so
you
funny.
Know what I mean? So it's like
faith without works is dead. It's
yes. So they're just going then it's like you're just like, yo, why are you kicking? Yeah.
This
motherfucker be window shopping every Sunday.
This motherfucker don't believe in himself. I'm tired. You know how many pastors probably tired of beating themselves? They're like, how many times I got to tell you motherfuckers? I said this 3 times.
When you see...
That's why they got to find new scriptures and shit.
When you see that church girl show up pregnant again, and you're just like, God damn it.
God damn it.
You start flipping through the brain. Am I reading this shit in Chinese? What language is this? Because I told this bitch.
What version of Bible am I reading? Wait a minute.
This ain't the King James version.
They about to cut my lights off again, Pastor. Like, Jesus Christ.
What the fuck?
And the fucked up part is, y'all knew she was going to be a problem when y'all let her in the church.
Yep. But you must welcome everybody.
Yeah.
That's why I'm your not
wife,
mad at
your wife. Be like, nigga, you know, your wife be ready to start rejecting motherfuckers.
Remember that pastor that during that hurricane he didn't let people into that church. That's why he was like, I told y'all niggas,
I just got the carpets done, yo.
He's like, don't come in here with y'all horseshit, all right? I come here every week, tell y'all how to live a better life, tell y'all how to better yourself.
Oh my god!
Prepare for the storm. Yo. This was the storm, motherfucker.
This was the storm.
Okay. We don't have time to get into this week, but I want to get into this next week. Dylan, let's mark this. Let's find clips of pastors losing it. I want to see clips of pastors losing it on their congregation. Because we want to understand that frustration, man.
Oh, my God.
I want that black guy that used to cuss out Obama up in Harlem.
Oh, that's a black guy that used to cuss out Obama?
That nigga hates Obama. You know what I mean?
Can you at least play that, Dylan? Can we do that? Because I want to see that.
Oh,
and then like...
That's so fucking funny.
Because that's a real frustration, nigga.
But why were people frustrated? Here's why I don't understand.
No, I'm talking about what we was just talking about. Like, to be a pastor of a church, and these motherfuckers is out here fucking up every week.
And it's like,
and proudly, like, yeah, we go to United Church of Jesus Christ, nigga.
Pastors like these niggas.
It's like being it's like coaching a terrible football team.
Nigga, you ever get... You know, they start bringing niggas coming right home from jail. Yeah. Pastor, I brought this guy down.
They start bringing me these rejects. God damn it. Every congregation is full with a nigga who wearing some shit from 2001. You're like, oh, he just got out.
One lady.
He may never come back. Well, he ain't here now.
Who's this?
This the guy?
This ain't the guy I was talking about. No,
I couldn't find
it. Don't worry about it. We'll find it and get into it next week, man.
What makes you think I'd marry you?
But definitely, because that's going to be fucking funny, man.
Oh, nigga,
we'll find something to look at it beforehand.
Like, you see the attitude the pastor has when he got to do a thug's funeral?
Oh, my gosh.
I told where do you think this motherfucker's going to end up at?
Right.
We seen his life.
We saw.
You should be able to refuse to do thugs' funerals.
Hey, no.
That's how you know what I mean? Just like that bakery refused to make a penis cake. You should be like, I don't bless thugs, nigga. If the nigga got shot in the drive-by, if he got shot, no funeral, nigga.
If I see one spray-painted T-shirt in this bitch, I swear to God, I'll turn these altar lights off.
Right?
One nigga airbrushed on a T-shirt with a dove.
That's when he gonna get petty.
Yep.
When the mother sit there, we've been in this church forever. Yeah, and you done paid $15 in the collection plate in the 22 years you've been here. I'm losing money on the Jenkins family.
Broke-ass niggas. I gave y'all the... It's in the book.
Oh, I gave you the recipe.
Apply yourself. Because y'all don't apply this shit to your life.
All you doing is reading the biblical cookbook. That's all he's doing. Here's the ingredients for a better life.
Oh, shit.
And every week, they just come up with their projects. Here's my souffle of a life. It's like it fell through. It's undercooked.
That's also why I can't get mad at pastors that finally just give in to the shit.
And just start fucking?
Yep. When they start doing cocaine and coming out the pulpit...
They'd be like, this is your fault. This was your fault.
You wore him out. You wore him the fuck out. Like, you know the pastor's done when the paint start peeling on the outside.
When they start cutting the grass.
Or is that weird smell? You go into church and it just smells like a time capsule.
Like it smells like the wood is wet.
Yeah.
Like the pews is wet.
Yeah.
The mold in the pews.
The minute this nigga stop paying bills, once the fluorescent lights go out and don't come back on.
Praise dancers ain't got flags no more, nigga. That's when they stop. Nigga, when that's done.
When the carpet ain't updated, when you see that carpet and it's like the red fucking carpet with the little black beads in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, and it takes about three big-breasted church women marching out of the office, you know, in a fit over like a 2-year period before it all come crashing down, you know?
Woo. Damn.
I've been to churches that had like metal folding chairs, so that nigga definitely gave up on them.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't even have pews anymore. He don't plan on being there that long.
What do you think happens to a pastor once the church done, nigga?
When the church is done, like what you... I think some of them just go to another church.
Nah, I'm not giving you another church, nigga.
When they started it and it bombed?
I don't know, but I'm like, because that's like...
Well, I think they should get... If you're a good pastor...
Them niggas become Uber drivers.
I think you'll get some sort of residuals that people will want to take care of you. They'll come to your house. That's the residuals. Right? You get residuals. You get church residuals, nigga.
Okay.
Nigga banging at the... Hey, where my residuals
where
at?
Where my residuals
I
at?
I own my masters, nigga.
No. I own my masters.
No.
But pastor residuals are like favors.
Oh, my God.
That's crazy,
a pastor's residual,
yeah,
residuals a favor. Yeah. So it's like, if he's like, damn, I'm hungry. And but well, I got some pies for you.
So that's all
or
it
I got
is.
A hookup. That's There's all
another,
it is.
But if it's a small church, they just send another old hood bitch over there to check on you all the time. Mm-hmm.
To tempt him again. He's like, y'all keep sending these fucking hoes
you
over
here. You an ex-shepherd. They always going to send a fat lamb to
right.
see you.
Yep.
How you doing,
that's probably shepherd? That's probably how the ones that speak at funerals, too, though, right?
Yeah. Which,
those are the ones that speak at funerals and stuff, right?
Which ones? The ex-pastors?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, well,
like, if you spoke over...
Like, what I learned by going to church pretty much my whole life was like, there's levels. Like, the pastor that comes in and gets to do baptism, he don't get to do the altar, he get to do the bottom of the steps.
Okay.
And then you get, and if he kill on that Sunday, they call him back another week, he gets to go up to the altar and do his 1 hour set.
Okay.
So he gets a 10-minute, let's see if you good, can you get some souls for Christ?
Yeah.
If you can't, fuck out of here. But if you get at least 10 souls, we'll cut you a deal and you come preach on a Sunday.
So now that changes because now you're a telemarketer
a
for God.
Basically, no.
They
your first show,
show.
When you do baptism, they always bring in some guest preacher. Like I've noticed, they bring a guest preacher. He never gets up to the top of the steps. He's all at the bottom with the glass podium.
The feature.
Yeah. The little feature. Mm-hmm. He get his little 10 minutes right before they're getting the wine and the crackers ready.
Okay. Yeah.
Nigga, do your thing while we get the crackers and the wine ready.
The host.
And if you got them, if they not paying attention to the bill.
With the collection plate.
If, if you end up paying attention to the collection plate, if you can keep their attention, we'll bring you back on another Sunday. You can do an hour.
So do you think they do that like right after the
Sunday
right after
morning
he's done,
they
look at the, like, what was in that collection plate when he was up there? He's up there 10 minutes, $100. That's 90 people in the church. Yeah, we can't bring him back.
10 minutes? We can't bring him back. No. We need to kill
him. We need to kill him.
Some niggas had nicknames, just like comedy. Preacher Machine Green used to come. They used to have a nickname for him. It's not a motherfucking name. Preacher Machine Ronald Green is coming. And then he come and do his little... And people.
Was he good?
He was all right. Wasn't bad.
Damn.
And then, you know, some of them be fly, and you be like, "Oh, that
who's
that
the flyest preacher?" I
so,
listened to
flyest preacher
Eric
I've ever
Thompson?
Seen was this motherfucker named. They used to come to our joint. Like, he was like the if I can make a comparison, like the raucous comic, like a Bernie Mac, Kevin Hart.
Oh.
It was this motherfucker named Jamal Bryant. Jamal used to come to the church, rock out, like they pack in, balcony. Oh, Jamal here tonight.
Oh,
and that motherfucker get the hoop, and he get the and then.
Goddamn.
We got y'all.
Jamal used to get all the money. They used to give him the lobster dinner in the back.
Goddamn.
Oh, shit.
That's what I think I want to check out, too.
I want to
check
see
out
that
some,
shit.
I want to see, like,
you
the
see
young
the
pastors on social media and shit.
Yeah.
And you see who the ones that ain't good at preaching yet. Like, so it's the
this
same.
Isn't
that
him,
nigga.
Right?
He
really?
Used to come to Bethany and burn that bitch. I remember one time, I get a lot of,
Kyle, he probably got a podcast and shit. Y'all should have him on this drone.
Yeah.
He probably has
Young
stuff.
Jamal.
Oh, you
he got,
can tell
he
killed. That's his wife.
That bull
he killing
here.
It. You can tell that nigga killing
Jamal.
It.
Jamal,
my
I mean,
man,
one
first
time
of all,
he
looks
murdered
like...
so bad, he went like this to the car. He went and left. I was like, oh, he up there killing. I was
he
like, this dude
he looks
killing.
Like a former football player, first of all. Right? And so he looks like he's got all of the ego of just a black athlete, dude.
Yeah, he looked like Shannon Sharp.
Yeah.
He come in there.
Good for him.
Yeah.
He come in here and make some crate. Like, he used to come to all the conferences.
Yeah.
Pack it out. Like, oh, Jamal coming tonight. Girls be.
That's dope, man.
Yeah, so, you know, it's a game. It's the same.
I wish I went to a younger church.
I was like,
I probably
would have
kept going to church.
Like
I went to old people church, and you just get bored.
But see, that's the thing. Yeah. If you'd have known what you could have done with church, you could have dominated that church.
Yeah.
You could have turned that into Young Church in a heartbeat.
Young Church.
Young Church.
Yeah.
That's the show, Young Church, where the hoes be thriving.
That's what it be, though.
And it was fucking, I always talk about, because I came up in church in the 90s, 2000s. That's when jersey dresses and these little leather, tight door knock. Like, these chicks was wearing this to the church. I was like, God damn, it is the, it's the, it's
and that made you
want
to go to church. And that's, so your church was ran like City Blue. That made you want
like
to get the
blessing. Like the chicks there had tight jeans on, little sneak little girls with the little, with the little halter bop.
See,
and
but when you go to an old person church, all those chicks are covered up. They're wearing shawls and squirts
and, see,
and shit. You're like, but you came to church with a squirt?
I fucks with the pastor that does, like, he's going to go, all right, look, let the sex sell. Let the sex sell. Like, just be honest about, hey, look, let them wear whatever they want.
Was
they
Jesus gonna... a virgin? No, that motherfucker has a daughter.
It's not on that. It's just great
marketing. Yeah, Jesus got a daughter, right? I think so. Dylan, can you look up if Jesus has a daughter? I think Jesus has a kid. Jesus
used to hang out with a hoe. He used to hang out with Mary Magdalene, was a bona fide hoe. And then
that Bible missing some pages.
Where you think Jesus get his confidence from?
He was the fucking stuff speaking.
We brought it back. Mary Magdalene, Miyagi Jesus.
And that's why he was confident enough to tell us that he was the Son of God.
Yes.
He was like, I'm the Son of God, and we're all children of God.
She got that fire hit. Yes.
Yep.
Mary Magdalene gave Jesus his confidence.
Yes.
That's
why he hung out with a hoe in your corner.
Yeah.
Sometime you need a hoe in your corner in order for you to be the greatest.
Jesus have a daughter? Jorgea?
Pseudo scholarship tangent.
What?
Dylan just Googled.
Oh. Okay, never mind.
All right, for the audio listeners, in the work of, I can't say that.
I'll do it. In the work of pseudo scholarship, Thering will go on far as to precisely place the betrothal of Jesus and Mary Magdalene on June 30th at 10 p.m. She relocated the events of his life and Jesus in Bethlehem, Nazareth, Jerusalem to Qumran, whatever, and related to Jesus revived after the incomplete crucifixion. So
that's what I'm saying.
That's hilarious. See, he has a daughter just named Sarah. The question, and
this is Da Vinci.
Whatever.
No, well, I'm Jewish. I don't know if this.
Did your finger start burning when you talked to Jesus? You felt his finger start to sizzle.
I can't look it up. I can't finish.
It's like my Judaism won't let me.
Technically, Jesus was a Jew.
Yeah, but he traded on y'all.
No, yeah, they was like, but y'all was like, nah.
Yeah. Oh, man, that was so Why funny. Did Jesus stop being a Jew?
I've actually asked my rabbi.
Why did they kill him?
What are you talking about?
Because
I know the answer.
Tell me the answer.
I asked my rabbi this because I was curious because my dad remarried a Christian girl. Long story short is Jesus was a Jew and Jews
King
are
Jew,
like, but like, but Orthodox Jews are really strict, right? So like kosher and all these things. And Jesus was like, yo, we can be Jewish and not be so.
So he was trying
acidic.
To. He was a liberal Jew.
He was a liberal.
In a sense, that's what I get. Died, so that's what I get from
Jew.
It.
Okay,
that,
what? Oh, I didn't know that information. I thought they was just hating on him, and then they killed him.
But, that's why they hated on him
because he was
different.
He was just they were conservative.
That's
so
like
they
the
were
Bruce
Republican
story.
Jews.
That's like the Bruce Lee fuckers. Remember Bruce Lee's story? Yo, you can't be teaching niggas how to do Wang Chung. I can teach niggas how to do Wang Chung. No, you can't. Yes, I can. All right, you got to fight about it. That's when he got his back broke. Remember that? Yeah. He had to do the whole thing, and a white woman brought him back, straightened his back out. He fought the same guy. That shit is crazy.
I like that because a black person didn't have to step in and help. He was trying to do something for black people, and then they were just like, no, we're going to watch this dude. We're going to let this nigga get his back broke.
He did what?
He did,
He was just like, oh, come on, teach.
Like, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yep. It was a black dude.
And
then
he was like you. He was like me and you, sort of. Yeah, I came in to do the shit.
Yep.
And he was like, well,
was that guy even any good at karate?
Who, Bruce Lee?
That black guy that he taught.
That the first black student in the movie.
You figure he should be doing something.
Jaden Smith?
He's probably an actor. Huh? No, he probably just knew how to kick his leg up high.
No, you can't be Bruce Lee's first student and not do nothing in karate.
And we ain't heard nothing from Leroy Jackson or whatever the fuck his name was. Yeah. That boy should have been the next dude.
Yeah.
All that shit.
But we don't really have that many like black kung fu stars. We got Michael Jai White.
Well, Jim Kelly was back in the day.
Yeah, Jim Kelly's back in the day. We got
Michael Jai White.
Bro, we got Jim Kelly, Michael Jai White,
and all them niggas on
Wesley
TikTok.
Snipes.
I think it was
all
over once we started.
Oh yeah, all them black dudes on TikTok. Yeah,
I'm about to tell you. Yeah. Once we started reaching over to like DMX for our black kung fu guys, it was a wrap.
DMX kid windmill kicking niggas with Tim's on.
Yeah, that's
like
crazy.
You figure
how your boot didn't fly off.
His shit.
You don't tie Tim's. How you fucking fly kicking niggas with Tim's on?
Oh,
and the
boot
don't fucking fly off.
This shit moves so slow that it slowed Jet Li shit down, like to just look normal.
Yeah.
The Wire team on Romeo Must Die stunk. Like, you could tell when he was picking his ass up. Flying through the air.
Yeah.
Remember that goofy-ass football game?
Yeah.
When him and Anthony Anderson was fighting football, fighting that shit.
Turn real cartoonish.
Dude, yeah.
Which is always a weird thing too when they show goons like that that like to really go hard on shit like touch football.
Yeah.
With no health care.
None.
No, like y'all goons. Yeah. So I know y'all don't have health care. Yeah. There's no HMO for this shit.
Nah.
But you
goons
just
have it bad. Because goons are the people who follow the messenger, and they don't follow the message, and now they end up fucking putting their life at risk.
Yep.
And then after that, just got like a bunch
goons
of missing
no
team,
union.
Fucking cartilage gone. There's no goon union.
Goon union. There's no goon union.
Goon union.
Yeah, there's no goon
And if anyone ever, and the thing is, if you ever see a goon union pop up, know that it was a delicate woman who was fucking one of those goons.
Yep. Like,
and he was like,
we need to put something together for him because I love him. Right?
Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
She probably did a figure eight on his dick. Yep. She probably sat on it and went like this. And he was
and
like, baby,
found,
you know, you're right.
Yeah, yeah, she found out he was going to die in a year and a half due to hypertension. Yep. She's like, have you never been to the doctor?
Nope. No. So she was like, all right, I'm going to help this motherfucker get all that money.
This nigga got tears on his face fucking a Sarah. Talking about Sarah said, we should get health coverage because we be putting our life on the line for a nigga that don't care about it. That is so fucking funny.
That's hilarious.
Oh, some goon nigga named Jasaur is fucking Sarah. Sarah giving him tips.
This show is hilarious.
Well, all right. Well, goddamn.
Well, goddamn. This was an amazing episode, yo.
Absolutely.
I'm glad it ended like this.
Yeah.
This was great. Let's do this.
So this is what happens.
This is where we're about to switch right now. I'm going to sit on this side. I'm going to sit on that side. Yeah. And we get to end the show with you.
The transition of one host to the one.
I accept this gift and all the responsibilities it carries.
I accept this gift and all the responsibilities it carries.
I will never betray it. I will never betray it. I will never abandon it.
I will never abandon it.
I will never reveal the secrets which it contains.
I will never reveal the secrets which it contains.
Hold out your hands.
Hold out your goddamn hands.
Give you a coaster.
Put the coaster in.
I give you my Chictionary.
I give you mainly for apologies.
May it be as good to you as it has been to me.
Come on, light that shit.
Lights, please.
Lights.
You can feel it.
You can
feel the power.
Yes.
Yo,
Dave. Yes. Yo, this is going to be phenomenal. This is going to be great, yo.
Well, that also puts the pressure on you, Monroe.
Absolutely. I love the pressure.
Sure
I can't wait to see
is
the hit.
A project as soon as fucking possible.
Absolutely.
All right. Follow
all the
Monroe.
Listeners better root on Roe.
Continue
because he's
to
about
follow
to drop
Monroe
some hot shit.
On all platforms, Monroe, where can they find you?
Where can they find
you? You know where it is. MonroeMartinComedy.com. MonroeMartinIII on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
All right.
Love it. Yeah. All right. Friend of the show, former host. All right. Derek Gaines. Tell them where they can find you on
all right, January 9th, King of Staten Island hits HBO. I'm finally on cable. I'm on HBO. They get to play. You get to watch it. It's just going to be on. So finally, I made it to HBO. Make sure you follow me on at The Great Boy on Instagram. And always subscribe to the one and only. No need for apologies.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Maybe on the logo, all they got to do is take the glasses off and put a fitted cap on you.
It could be maybe Dave. That's maybe Dave.
That's maybe Dave.
That's a maybe Dave.
Yes. And for those of you who don't know, and I don't know how you made it this far in the show and didn't find out, but zoom in on me, Dylan there. I'm Dave Temple. Follow me on all social media platforms. Subscribe to our YouTube. Where else are we at, Dylan? Where else do we exist?
iTunes, anywhere you can find podcasts, we're on YouTube, and also make sure you can find the episodes early on Gas. You don't need to be a subscriber to watch it early on Gas. Come feel free to watch it live on Gas. Just need to subscribe to get in the live chat and get the whole archive. So, man, guys, Wednesdays on Gas, was it 2 p.m., 1 p.m., and then 3 p.m. Sundays.
3 p.m. Sundays.
Absolutely.
And check out my website if you don't know me. Get to know me. DaveTempleComedy.com is the website. The second one, my special, which debuted Christmas Day.
Good shit.
December 25th. It's doing great right now, but please continue to watch.
It's really good.
Share. Go check it out. All right. Yeah, man. This was good. Like, more people need to work through their problems. Like, we figured this out in an hour and 7 minutes. An
hour and 7 minutes.
Which y'all wasn't able to figure out for, you know, I guess about a week and a half, man. And that's... That's all it takes, you know. Yeah. What I'm saying?
A bunch of weird phone calls. Like, I guess. They do your thing, man. It was a lot of do your thing, man. It was like, oh, I guess, man. You a grown man. Yeah, you gotta go do your path. And she and how niggas be say that, just be like, yeah, I guess. But yeah, that's how you work it out.
Absolutely.
So with that being said, niggas and they feelings.
Niggas and they feelings.
Niggas and they feelings. This has been another episode of No Need for Apologies.
Yes. All right, boom.